From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds of migrants try to walk to Budapest and points north in Europe. Hundreds of cold, anxious, frustrated migrants clashed with Hungarian police Monday as they attempted to push northward on foot toward Budapest, Austria, and Germany. As the flow of people from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia is keeping conflict continues. Hungary is now granting passage to the Austrian border for those who state they're refugees and odd economic migrants. Germany, expecting as many as 800,000 this year, is urging its European neighbors to take more people in. Meanwhile, Greece has asked the European Union for help as it becomes overwhelmed by the migrant tide. Former Chadian dictator Issa Abre had to be carried into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. The 72-year-old Abre, who refuses the legitimacy of the extraordinary African chambers, had to be physically restrained and shouted abuse at court officials in Dakar.
Donc Issa Abre, il est présumé innocent. Les preuves seront présentées.
Human Rights Watch official Reed Brody says Mr. Abre is presumed to be innocent. Evidence will be presented, he says. Whether the former Chadian leader likes it or not, whether he participates or not, the court will judge him. Abre's government is accused of being responsible for some 40,000 deaths during his eight-year rule in Chad, beginning in 1982. He's being tried in Senegal, where he lived in exile for more than 20 years, after being toppled by a 1990 coup. He faces charges of war crimes and torture, in addition to crimes against humanity. Could be imprisoned for up to 40 years if convicted. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday said a Royal Air Force drone killed three Islamic State militants in Syria, including two from Britain. He spoke Monday in Parliament.
Now, Mr. Speaker, in recent weeks it's been reported that two ISIL fighters of British nationality who had been plotting attacks against the UK and other countries have been killed in airstrikes. Both Junaid Hussein and Rayad Khan were British nationals based in Syria who were involved in actively recruiting ISIL sympathisers and seeking to orchestrate specific and barbaric attacks against the West.
Calling the August 21st strike an act of self-defence, Mr. Cameron said there was clear evidence of the individuals in question planning and directing armed attacks against the UK. Greece says the United States is asking it to take back permission for Russian planes to use its airspace on their way to Syria. The U.S. is becoming more concerned over reports of a possible Russian military buildup in Syria. South Korea says Seoul and North Korea have agreed to resume the reunion of families in late October, separated by more than 60 years by the Korean conflict. They'll meet at North Korea's scenic Mount Kumgang resort. Italy's high court has faulted prosecutors for their case against American Amanda Knox and her former Italian boyfriend, who were acquitted for the murder of Knox's British roommate, saying the case had major flaws. Carlo Dalla Vedova is a defense attorney.
So the motivation of the conviction that has been cancelled and the decision by the Supreme Court to decide also in the merit with the acquittal is mainly based on the points that we, the defense, have always mentioned, the lack of evidence and the uncertainties of the entire reconstruction of the accusation.
The Court of Cassation said there was no biological trace linking the two to the murder of British student Meredith Kircher. They each served 4 years in prison for the murder in a legal saga that saw both convicted, acquitted, convicted again, and finally cleared a final time by the High Court. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has called for vigorous international monitoring of her country's upcoming November general elections. That will be the first since decades of military rule ended there in 2011. Tuesday marks the official start of the campaign period for the November 8 ballot, which will seat a parliament and then select a president. The NLD expected to make major gains. Aung San Suu Kyi herself is ineligible to become president because her two sons hold foreign citizenship. In Libya, troops loyal to the internationally recognized government in the east repelled Islamic State militants. Two accounts say between 3 and 7 members of the Libyan National Army were killed as IS militants fought to gain control of military equipment, including tanks and vehicles. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.